Last November, 6 weeks before she became seriously ill with COVID-19, Van Sale told VOA working at a private hospital was depressing her.
I think what I'm struggling with is just the business side of being in private practice.
Up until about a year ago, the 45-year-old doctor had spent her career serving HIV-infected patients in the public sector. Sometimes, when some of them needed specialized medicine, Van Sale would pay out of her own pocket. But financial troubles forced her to join a private hospital. Van Sale was earning more, but she wasn't happy. In the private sector, she insisted, humanity was taken out of medicine, replaced by profit.
I think I went into private practice quite naive, very tired from the public sector. I never thought that I'd have the words medicine and business in the same sentence. And that's really what's starting to get under my skin. It's like a washing machine. A patient gets admitted and you have to see how many cycles you can get out of this person before they're discharged.
Van Sale planned to leave private practice as soon as she'd saved enough for her two young children's education. South African Medical Association Vice Chair Dr. Mvuyisi Muzukwa remembers her as one of the nicest human beings he's ever met.
It is a very huge loss if you see the stature of this hero in our country who have gone beyond the profession to serve communities, give free medical advice, very humble and very loving as well. Her love for the profession, I mean, I don't know what to say. It goes beyond my expressions.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Van Sale fought for access to personal protective equipment for nurses and doctors. But even when protected, Muzukwa says she never lost her terror of getting COVID-19 because she had an underlying medical condition.
We've got a list of healthcare workers who have really lost their lives in the battle. And that, you know, includes nurses, doctors. We've lost our colleagues due to COVID-19. Some of our colleagues have lost their jobs. Some they've closed down their practices. But on top of that now, we see new challenges where our healthcare workers are being killed. You know, they are being robbed at gunpoint by criminals.
He explains that as unemployment has spiked because of the pandemic, crimes against health workers have increased. Muzukwa says before her death, Van Sale lamented that vaccines were not being rolled out fast enough in South Africa, the nation with the most infections and deaths on the continent.
Obviously, we are not impressed with the pace of the rollout. We're very slow and we're approaching the winter season, there'll be flu other than COVID-19. So we are really worried about the pace that we are at the moment. But also we understand that there's these dynamics of demand and supply. These vaccines are needed by the whole world.
The South African Health Department's currently vaccinating workers in the healthcare sector with a very limited supply of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. But for Van Sale and more than 400 of her colleagues, the shots have come too late. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.